Hey, Caesar, are you all right? You look a bit pale.
Hi, Ray. Actually, I'm not feeling very well. I'm a bit terrified of this trail ride. I've never even touched a horse before. What am I supposed to do? How do I get on? What happens if the horse takes off, galloping, and I don't have the power to stop it?
Whoa there, slow down, Caesar. Everything is going to be fine. I've been taking horseback riding lessons since I was a little girl. I know all about them, so I can keep you calm.
Are you sure it's safe?
Well, to be honest, it's always a little dangerous to work with horses, since they're very large animals and they can be unpredictable at times. But these horses have been specifically trained to be peaceful and well-behaved on a trail ride, so there's a very small chance anything could go wrong.
I'm still very scared, Ray.
Come on then. Let's go into the barnyard and we can introduce ourselves to a horse. Let's meet this chestnut-coloured one here. Are you ready?
I guess so.
All right. The first thing you should know about horses is that their eyes are on the sides of their heads. It's important to know that horses can't see directly behind or in front of them. That means the best way to approach one is to come from the side so it can see you properly and won't be startled by your presence. Horses are prey animals, which means that in the wild, they're hunted rather than the hunters.
Huh. I didn't know that. So I guess it's a good idea not to make any loud noises or fast movements.
That's right, Caesar. Walk slowly up with me to our horse. There you go. She can see us perfectly and she looks very calm. Now for the fun part. We can pat her.
Oh, no. I'm not sure I'm ready for that.
Here, watch me. The spot between a horse's ears is very sensitive, so if you give her a nice scratch, she'll be very happy. A horse's nose is also very soft. Do you think you're brave enough to give her a pat?
Yeah, I think I'm feeling up to it. Hey, her nose is really soft.
Great job, Caesar. You're patting a horse. And do you see how her ears are turned towards you? That means she's paying attention to you. You can check them when we're on the trail ride as well. If her ears are swiveling around, she's calm and enjoying the scenery around her. Have you heard of the four aids for riding?
I haven't. Will they help me control my horse?
Absolutely. The four aids are your hands, legs, voice, and weight. All of those things can be used to tell the horse what to do. For example, if you want to slow down or stop, you would pull back on the reins with your hands, relax your legs, sit back in the saddle, and say, "Whoa!" If you remember those things, you'll be able to feel more in control and your horse will be happy too.
That's really cool, Ray. I feel like I understand her a bit more now. Thank you.
Not a problem.
But if you don't mind, will you stay behind me during the trail ride?
Of course. That's what friends are for.